Welcome to Technogram, Weddington's podcast, where we are driving tech dialogues for the digital future. I am Janice Regolini, and I lead communications and media at Weddington Middle East and Africa. Today we have Mohammed Thilani, who is the Chief Technology and Information Officer at Al Qut Insurance and Reinsurance. Welcome, Mohammed.
Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. I appreciate it, and I'm very glad to be with you today.
We are excited as well to have you here on the show. How has your day been? How has it been so far?
I've been great in this interesting event of Ditex. It's an amazing effort, and everyone is trying to learn something and give something in the same time, which is really an amazing opportunity for everyone.
Can you tell us a little bit about, at an insurance company like the one that you lead, what are some of the major technology requirements and what are the challenges that you face?
Yeah. For sure, as an IT director in my organization, I have a lot of demands from our business units and from the operations unit mainly. I have customers inside my company. So for me as an IT director, I am the service provider for them. So I have a lot of requirements, a lot of demands.
Not an easy role.
So much, yeah, it's not easy. It's not one or two. It is several.
Right.
And it's very much challengeable to keep them all together in one plan. So the first challenging thing, and it's not an easy one, but for sure it can be overcome, which is to make the plan. Or the strategic plan for the next 3 years or 4 years.
Right.
So if you are asking about the challenges, this is one of the most common challenges, is to create the plan for the next 3 years and 5 years.
So that means identifying what are the key priorities.
Definitely. When you have some requirements from the business, you know, each unit have different demands or different needs. But however, as an IT department, we have to collect all of these requirements to fit in the infrastructure, in the architecture, in the EA, the enterprise architecture of the company. So we cannot take all these demands as a standalone or differently or separately. No. As an IT, we are the focal contact point of all these units together. So we have to combine all these requirements in the best way in order to serve them better. In order to give them what they are looking for, in order to give them the solutions that they need to run their units. And this is our job,
right.
And this is our responsibilities, which is, it's a challenging. But however, by giving the best of our abilities, me and my team for sure, that hopefully, and we did it and we will do it again and we will keep doing that as an IT department. We have a lot of requirements. We have a lot of challenges as well. And together, we are working together as a one team to overcome all of these challenges and execute these projects.
Are you able to tell me, maybe explain any one challenge?
Yeah. Well, the first common challenge, let's say, is the resistance of change.
That's something that I've been hearing quite a lot.
Definitely. Especially in the technology, where if we are talking about the technology, imagine some department or some team that they are working on something on the same way since 10 years or 15 years. And then suddenly someone from the IT department, they come to your office and say, hello, I will give you some other solution or some other idea that you need to follow from now on.
Then everyone's
saying,
too
definitely
comfortable.
No. Yes. Definitely no. The first answer it will be no. The second thing he will say is why? Why I need it? I'm doing my job.
This resistance comes from the management, or does it come from the employees?
From different type of people or different type of teams, yeah. And it is not bad. I am not saying anything about it. It's not really bad. It's nature.
It's human nature.
Our nature.
Yes.
It's our nature.
Yes.
Which is good. But you have to be smart to overcome these kind of challenges and to overcome these kind of concerns that people that have.
Right.
So when I go to the business, or maybe when I go to anyone that I'm offering him some change,
sure.
I have to be well prepared. How, why, what you will get, what the value, what the added value, what the benefit, what the return of interest, what is the profit that you will get. And then if he see the result, and he's surprised about the result, then I'm sure that we will make a deal in this time.
Has there been a situation where you offered them a new technology or a new way of doing things and there was resistance, but once it was implemented, they had so many benefits that they've come back to you and they have said, oh, that was amazing. Thank you for introducing
For sure
us.
It happens, but for sure I wish that it happened more. Sometimes people will forget. But however, as an IT director, as an IT team, we like to work always in the back. Usually this work we are working on the shadow.
Yes.
But definitely the smart people will notice and they know how much technology is important for any organization. Yeah. So the smart team and the smart people will know how much we are serving them to achieve their targets and goals. Yeah.
How many years have you been in the technology?
Around 20 years. Around 20 years. Yeah.
Wow. So I
climbed that ladder step by step from a trainee to a programmer to a developer to a system analyst, a business analyst, and then maybe team leader and IT manager. And now, thank God, I'm managing an IT team and IT department. Yeah.
So you've seen all the faces, and
this is a good thing. Why I mentioned that, by the way, that it helped me a lot to start from. From the first step. Thank you. So when I'm speaking to anyone, I know what I'm saying. I know what he's saying. I can understand. I can explain. I know how things to be programmed,
right.
And how things to be planned. So yeah, thanks, Ed.
So what are you most passionate about in your role?
Things. To enhance things, to solve problems, to give solutions, and to overcome the challenges.
Right. So technology is a great enabler. So
definitely.
You're in the right space.
Yeah.
You love it.
Well, yeah. And the second thing is my passionate about is, my role is not only to run the business or to run the organization or operate it. No, this is the traditional role of the IT manager. Is only to run the system, to make everything up and running, and that's it. No, the current role or the modern role of the IT leaders is to change the business, to enhance and improve the business, and even to grow the business, because whatever solution that you will give to the business, they will get more work, more profit, more business.
Yeah, when you make things more automated and efficient, that's
definitely.
When you get in more productivity.
You will reduce time, you will reduce efforts, you will be having also a cutting cost. And all these savings, you can use it and invest in it in somewhere else.
Sure, yes. So I think you mentioned automation. So is that a key focus, especially in a field like insurance, where I'm sure there are many time-consuming tasks like underwriting? So what is the roadmap for your company in terms of technology?
Yeah. One of the most important projects that I'm working on continuously, it's a continuous project, is the business automation or business process modeling or the business process automation, let's say, is to automate anything manual. You know, any company or any organization, they have a lot of manual processes. So my first interest or my first important thing to do is to automate all these kind of manual processes. I want to save the time of our managers, our teams, our business units and operations to let them use it for something else.
Have you been able to do that? Is there
Definitely, it's a journey. I managed to do that with my team, definitely. So I'm telling you, no one, IT leader cannot do it without a strong team, and the strong team, they cannot do it without a leadership. And so we are a team, and we have managed to automate a lot of processes, but the journey is still to continue. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Mohammed. That was very interesting, and I'm sure our listeners have had a great takeaway from our discussion today. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
You're welcome anytime, and thank you for your for this opportunity, and you're doing a great job. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you for joining us at Technogram by Redington. Stay tuned for more such interesting conversations.